From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This week marked a major breakthrough in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Yesterday, the U.S. announced a ceasefire had been reached, and with it, carrying the hope that Israeli hostages held since October 7, 2023, would be released, and that 15 months of fighting in Gaza that has claimed at least 45,000 Palestinians would come to an end. But roughly 24 hours later, that ceasefire is in limbo. As of this morning, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delayed a vote on a peace deal, which was scheduled to take effect on Sunday. As international politics play out, there are Jewish and Palestinian communities here at home who are hanging on to each development. And we're going to listen to some of them today. And I emphasize some. Here on Insight, we create a space to listen to the diverse voices and viewpoints in our community. Before we begin this conversation, we want to acknowledge that our guests are part of a larger conversation, but they don't represent all the viewpoints that are taking place. In a moment, we'll be joined by Dr. Youssef Kelfa, a Palestinian doctor who traveled to Gaza to provide medical aid. But first, we welcome Dan Weitzman. He is a current board member of the Shalom School and a recent board member of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento region. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dan, this is the first time you're joining us on Insight. We've been talking about this conflict on this show since it began more than a year ago. What have the past 15 months been like for you and your community?
Well, it's just been rough. I mean, what happened October 7th is burned in our memory. And the hopes and prayers of all people, especially in Israel, are something that we really are praying for and hoping that this ceasefire does go forward and that peace is brought back to our community.
I want to focus on the timing of the ceasefire that was reached. President Biden says this latest ceasefire that was tentatively reached and announced yesterday is basically the same one that was proposed back in May. Does this timing stand out to you that it may actually happen now?
Well, my attitude is whenever the peace is, I want to get it done soon. And yeah, I mean, I think both sides are scared of the incoming administration and their point of view. And so this is the time to get something done. Peace in this part of the world is the most important thing. So it's important that we get this done and that we have some semblance of creating a situation where we can have people returned as prisoners and also have peace in our region.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the deal that was announced yesterday is currently in limbo after an announcement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning delaying a vote on the peace deal. And I think that just really illustrates and underscores this tug and pull that many people in the Jewish and Palestinian community must be feeling. Are you hopeful that this will still go through and will take effect this weekend and that the first wave of hostages will be released on Sunday?
I'm very hopeful that it'll go through. I mean, this is a situation where we need to find a way to get to this peace together. The only way we're going to coexist as two communities, as Israeli and a Palestinian state, is that if we come up with a way to stop the fighting. The battle that we're having with Israel is Hamas, and we have to come to a place where Hamas is brought out of the conversation so we can build a better peace in the region. The only way my children and my grandchildren and other grandchildren are going to be able to survive is if we come up with something that is workable, usable, and the opportunity for people to no longer be shot all over the place.
I mean, of course, you are one voice in this. There are a spectrum of viewpoints and perspectives. What has been the response from other members in your community and from the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento region?
I don't speak for any one group. I just speak for myself. But I think we're hopeful that there can be some kind of peace. What I hear from my friends is, you know, we have an opportunity to get this going. And so I think it's important that we try our best. No peace deal is perfect, but as long as we're able to live in a society and a region where we can try to stop shooting each other and blowing people up, I think it's important that we try to get there.
If this moves forward, the deal framework, it calls for the release of around 30 hostages over the first 6 weeks, followed by more being released during the second phase when the ceasefire is supposed to become permanent. How do you feel about that announcement?
Well, I mean, the real tough part is the second phase. And so I want to get us through the first phase. And I feel like we have to do it. And I feel like we have to have peace. Peace is most important thing we can do. And bringing back our hostages and bringing back the people that were captured on October 7th is really important to me.
All of this is happening as we're going to have a change in administration in the United States. The ceasefire, if it does happen, is about a week before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. What do you think about the incoming administration and how it could impact or shape this ceasefire?
Well, you know, I think they're going to be a much more hard line on making something happen. I think he'll be president on Monday. So we're talking 3 or 4 days. And I think President Biden and his team have worked their hearts out to make something happen. And so I think if they deliver this framework, I think this will be the only thing good happening there. I'm not positive on what the Trump administration's plans are for the region, but I know that the Biden administration wants peace. And so I'm going to cling to that till the very end and hope that the incoming Trump administration continues to promote peace and promote an opportunity to create a stable region.
Yeah. And as you mentioned and touched upon, we're talking about governments. We're talking about the United States. We're talking about Israel and Hamas. And they don't always reflect the views of Jewish Americans and Palestinian Americans, many of whom call Sacramento and Northern California home. This war Yes. has strained interfaith relationships between communities that were once strong here in Sacramento. Do you hope that this ceasefire agreement could provide some sort of opening to rebuild some of those connections and start conversations again?
That's the ultimate hope. I mean, Sacramento is such a beautiful place where we've worked together in all different areas. And when things bad happened to our community, they were there. And then when things happened bad to their community, we were there. And it was such a beautiful place and such a beautiful relationship. And one of the saddest things as a Sacramentan is what's happened to the frayed relationships we've had with our friends in the Muslim and the Palestinian community. And I can only hope that we can continue to keep those conversations and rebuild them back. I know we've tried, and it's hard because there's heavy feelings on both sides, but we have to be able to build our relationships here in Sacramento. We as a community have to thrive here. And, you know, it's very difficult because friends, you know, no longer speak to each other, and it's very sad. And if we're going to thrive as a community, we have to figure out a way to move past this and create a place where people feel peaceful, respected, and heard.
What do you hope comes next?
I'm hoping that the administration in Israel brings this treaty to the Knesset, and I'm hoping that we create a peace. And I'm hoping that from there, Israel and Palestine can create territories where they can create their own states, create their own governments. Maybe that might take the United Nations having a travel zone, but we have to have a government in Israel and a government in Palestine that represents the people and that we live side by side in different communities, respecting each other's boundaries and respecting each other's point of view and life. Terrorism like Hamas and Hezbollah, that has not worked. And we've tried that, and that's gone on since 1948. And it's time to change the record. It's time to seek a real lasting peace with a strong Palestinian state and a strong Israel.
Dan, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Dan Weitzman is a current board member of the Shalom School and a recent board member of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento Region. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about a possible ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, which was announced yesterday. Now we'd like to bring in Dr. Yusuf Kelfa, a Stockton oncologist who was born and raised in the West Bank. He's the co-founder of the Palestinian American Medical Association and traveled last year to provide medical aid in Gaza. Thank you for taking the time. Welcome back.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's been almost a year since you joined us on Insight. What has been the past year like for you after you came back from Gaza providing medical aid?
It has been a very painful period of time for my people in Gaza and in Palestine and even all over the world. I tried to go a couple of times to, again, in a medical mission, and I was banned entry to Gaza by the Israeli authorities because I am Palestinian. And I was listening to your guest, and thank you for having, you know, all the sides to talk. But I think I would like to start by saying that we need to address the elephant in the room. This is not a new thing what happened in October, and there is no justification for any violence and any targeting civilians. But the root of the problem is the 75 years plus of apartheid system imposed by Israel on the Palestinians. This is the root of the problem. We are all looking for peace, but we have to have the other side willing to have the peace, and we will continue to have this hope. But the root of the problem is the apartheid system with the Palestinians been living under for 75 years plus. But it has been a very painful period. I'm not able to go to help. So many volunteers in our charity and other charities were banned. When Rafah was closed in May, we go through the WHO, so the number of the convoys went down much, very low. And the number of the volunteers to go to Gaza went down so much. The restriction for the getting medical supplies and medicine to the hospitals and the patients, very, very limited. And this is painful.
Have you been able to speak with your connections in Gaza about this latest possibility of a ceasefire that was reached between Israel and Hamas?
Yeah, we are always almost on a daily basis as a charity, as colleagues, in contact with our colleagues on the ground. And, you know, they are hoping for a real ceasefire. They are hoping that what's coming next is not easy also. So let's now also remember, ceasefire is very good. We are happy for that, of course, to stop the killing of my people, which has been then, in particular, for the past 15 months, is very good. But we need to get more team in, more medical supplies, rebuild the hospitals. There's a lot of damage there, so much damage that, you know, beyond any word. Almost 36 hospitals out of service for 2.2 million population Palestinians there. This will need a lot of rebuilding. So many consultants, doctors were killed, targeted, and we need to train new doctors to replace that big gap. Speaking of the hostages, and I'm going to be focusing, you know, as a physician, on hundreds of healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses. They were abducted, tortured, and they're still under the Israeli authority with no charge. No one knows anything about them. I hope, and I didn't that part of the deal, they need to be released if there is any charge, anything, but we know nothing about them. So shortage not only in the infrastructure or the supplies, but with the medical teams in Gaza, this big number of healthcare professionals being a hostage there, and we know nothing about them, it affects the healthcare even more in Gaza.
I know you mentioned for yourself, and you said this in the beginning, that this begins before October 7th. But because of October 7th, there are still hostages, Israeli hostages, and the ceasefire could bring potentially the release of hostages as well as Palestinian prisoners as well. This is a three-stage ceasefire if it actually goes through. Does that make you hopeful? I guess, what stands out to you about this ceasefire? Because there have been lots of talks about ceasefires in the past 15 months that this fighting has been going on.
We are the Palestinians. We never lose hope. That's why we are surviving. Absolutely, there was always hope for peace and for the ceasefire to go in effect. Of course, I mean, it's very noticeable that the timing before the new administration coming is very obvious. So that's why we are more hopeful than any time before that it will be in effect. But But at the same time, I hope it's not only ceasefire, the siege. And again, as a physician, I'm talking about, in particular, as an example, I'm not even talking about, even about still the food, the humanitarian aid. I'm talking about the medical aid. This needs to be let in. Ceasefire without letting those medical supplies, teams to go to Gaza is not a deal. It's not a good deal for the Palestinians. And again, as I said, I go back, those healthcare professionals, hostages, they need to be released. I mean, that's our hope. We did not hear anything about them. We hope they will come out. But there is always hope. There was always hope, and we will continue to hope for a real peace. There should be, I will not call it perfect peace, but should be fair peace, something make logic to lift that apartheid system on, of the Palestinians. And that is a basic, you know, thing for any human being. And, you know, Palestinians, they want to live in dignity. That's all what we are asked for. And we have been deprived of it for more than 75 years.
Dr. Kalfa, thank you for joining us and taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Yusuf Kalfa is a Stockton oncologist who was born and raised in the West Bank. He is the co-founder of the Palestinian American Medical Association and traveled last year to provide medical aid in Gaza. Before Dr. Kalfa, we were joined by Dan Weitzman, who is a current board member of the Shalom School and a recent board member of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento region. And we've been listening to some members of our Jewish and Palestinian communities here at home in Northern California as there is talks of a possible ceasefire being reached between Israel and Hamas. You are listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.